It's time to catch up with Catherine Tulich at WSFM, normally in Los Angeles, but gallivanting around the world, and we find you in London, having just answered the hotel room door to your breakfast trolley. And have you had enough time to sip on your coffee and get to a pleasant state?
Yeah, I just had a quick sip of my double espresso trying to wake up because it's early morning over here in London.
All right, so it's a hard life for some, I tell you. Now, you're there.
Oh, I know, it's tough.
You're there to see one of the big movies that opens in cinemas this week, Kingsman, the sequel.
Yeah, I mean, people loved the first one that came out in 2015, especially because, you know, it was something a little bit different. It was like James Bond on steroids. I mean, and I love this whole idea of British secret agents, you know, being, I suppose, entering a different world. It was more the action comic book world, and I think they did such a great job. And so they've brought it back with the Golden Circle, and everyone's back, including, strangely enough, Colin Firth. And I say strangely enough because he actually died in the first film. But don't let anyone stop you from coming back even when you died. And he's back playing Harry again in this film and doing a great job. And I was lucky enough to sit down with Colin and talk to him about coming back.
As far as I was concerned, I had to come back.
Were you concerned about the way they were going to bring you back? Did you want to make it as kind of believable as possible, I guess, right?
Well, you know, believable is a funny word when you talk about Kingsman, because I think there's a lot of room to break rules. Because it's comic book, you know, everything's larger than life. I didn't really mind as long as it was fun.
But what is nice about it is that it's not so one-dimensional in a way, because you have to be like two different people in this, isn't it, in the way that you have to expand the character because we know a little bit more about you. You're a little unsure in the beginning. Mm. There's a whole different element to it. So was that fun to play with that?
It was fun, and it was a rather different task from the first one. The first film felt almost entirely, my focus was on physical stuff because we shot all the fight stuff first, my fight stuff, and then it was just done, and the rest of the film was just pointing my suit at people. This time there was a little more to sort of, you know, explore character-wise. And the physical demands weren't as great.
Oh, really?
They were there. And, you know, I had to, well, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, there is some adversity.
Yeah, I love the first one of the Kingsman. It's kind of like the Mission Impossible movies, but with a stiff upper lip and no Tom Cruise, which in itself is actually quite a good thing. Now, I believe there's a cameo appearance in this movie by Elton John. Is that true?
Actually, it is far more than a cameo appearance. He's in it quite a lot, and you will be so surprised when you see him. It is brilliant. It is very, very funny.
Is he any good at acting? That's the other question, because I don't imagine he'd have the patience for a director telling him what to do for take 17.
No, he does a really good job. I mean, he's basically playing Elton and sort of Elton circa 1970s and all the crazy costumes and everything. But he does a great, great job. And Julianne Moore, who is sort of the villain that is the reason he's there, she's terrific as well.
Oh, I can't wait to see it now. Thank you very much for that.
You'll love it.
The other movies that open this week include the new Lego Ninjago movie. You missed out on the junket for that because you're travelling the world.
Yeah, that was over at Legoland in California. They had that this week. But yes, another Lego movie. People love them.
And Battle of the Sexes, which is the Billie Jean King story, mid-70s tennis champion fighting for gender equality in tournament winnings.
Yeah, this is incredible, actually. And I got to meet the real Billie Jean King because they were in Toronto. And, I mean, she's really a legend and taught for real equality, you know, payment and tournaments and everything in women's tennis. And this, of course, was the legendary battle she had with Bobby Riggs back in the 70s. And this was, at the time, the second most watched event after the moon landing. So it was really, really significant. And Emma Stone does an incredible job of portraying Billie Jean King. She didn't have any tennis experience, Emma, but she really captured, I think, the spirit. And it's also about Billie Jean King's personal story and her fight to sort of come out as gay, and, you know, which, of course, was another taboo topic in the 70s. So it's very great story, and Steve Carell is really good as Bobby Riggs as well.
All right, you've earned your bacon sandwich or your bowl of cereal,
thank you.
your toast and Marmite. So hang up the phone, enjoy your your stodgy English breakfast, and thank you for joining us on WSFM.
Great. Thank you, Jason.